welcome. The first in-studio guest, live in-studio guest on this program since March of 2020, State Representative Bruce Ayers of Quincy. You are, Bruce, the first live in-person in-studio guest here on this particular program since Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy was here in March of 2020.
Wow, yeah. Wow. How about that?
So you earned the distinction. I don't know. I have no award to give you, or except to say thank you and good to see you.
Yeah, well, good morning, Joe. It's nice to see you. I appreciate the opportunity here this morning.
Absolutely. We're happy to talk about, first of all, a very important issue is the Helping Hand Program and your collection of durable medical equipment for the people of Ukraine. But maybe also some Beacon Hill issues too, because since last we talked, Beacon Hill is open too, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So yeah. A lot's been going on. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
You know, thanks for asking. You know, everything seems to be going to a slow rollout. You know, everyone's taking precautions, but optimistic. Boston is coming back alive. You know, State House is in full swing. We're starting up the budget. You know, the governor has proposed his budget. The House is now going to be addressing our budget, and the Senate, of course, will be theirs to follow.
Right.
So things are busy on Beacon Hill.
Yeah, and a lot more money to spend this year thanks to some stimulus money, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's very helpful.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll be advocating for your district, which expanded a little bit.
Yes.
You got 3-3 back.
I did. And, you know, and rightly so. You know, whether it's myself or someone else serving in the seat, it should be in the Quincy geographical area anyway, you know, because it's all conducive to what we're doing. Not that it wasn't really before, but it just belongs in the city of Quincy boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know the city clerk will be reaching out to those folks to let them know about the change in their voting locations and whoever else was impacted by that.
Yeah, we're going to actually be going out knocking on some of the doors in the neighborhood, letting the residents know too. You know,
excellent.
Bring them up to date on what's happening.
Okay, so when they see Bruce at the door, answer it.
That's right. Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned earlier that your Helping Hand program is in the midst of collecting durable medical equipment for the people of Ukraine. Before we talk about that, the Helping Hand program itself, Bruce, give us a little history if you could.
We started the Helping Hand program back, believe it or not, Joe, back in 1991.
Wow.
We got
so
the idea.
So it's almost over 30 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, and you know, thanks to the Quincy residents who donated the durable medical equipment they have in once they finished up, they want to put it to good use. You know, a lot of times there's no outlet; they don't want to throw it away. You know, so we found an outlet for them. You know, at our facility in North Quincy, we got plenty of space. So you know, the items we routinely collect are wheelchairs, walkers, tub seats, crutches, canes, commodes, and of course we store them there, and we just give them to people in need free of charge.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
We, you know, we see a lot of seniors, you know, who may be living on a fixed income, and you know, when you come to get to a cost, maybe for a hospital bed, which is another item we get, maybe a hospital bed, a wheelchair, and some other items to make their home a little bit more conducive, so they can live independently. You know, that expense, you know, can be a big hurdle. They might not have the right insurance or the extra money living on a fixed income. So this was just one way to provide them some equipment to kind of get them through that transition.
Yeah. Would you say you get more donations than you give, or is it about equal? Or
It's funny you say that. When we first started, we were like a little concerned that we would be getting more requests.
Yes, than you could fill. Yeah.
And it was just the opposite.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
People were giving us more donations than we were getting requests for, and you know, over the years, word got out. It's kind of a just an in-kind program, mm-hmm. word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the word is out there. We do an awful lot of work with you know, nurses, hospice, the Quincy Council on Aging. We kind of team up, so to speak, with Tom Clasby and the folks down there. If they're looking for an item, or if we're looking for an item, we'll share our resources.
Okay.
But you know, for anyone listening who may not be aware of the program, give us a call if you're looking for some of these items, because the goal and objective here is kind of twofold: to allow seniors free durable medical equipment, and the second part, Joe, is to allow our seniors to stay in their home. to make it more conducive so they can live independently rather than, you know, a nursing home or an assisted living facility. Yeah. You know, and sometimes it's just one or two pieces of equipment that could make the difference.
Absolutely, yeah. You know,
so that's what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's the things that kind of things that people don't want to throw away. You know, they may need them for a short period of time, and then they put them in the attic or the basement or the shed or the garage, or something. So probably when the program first started, there was a lot of that kind of pent up, you know, demand, and said, "Oh, great, we've got some place to bring this. Somebody could use it." You know,
yes, yeah, and you know, the kind of pay it forward,
right?
You know,
exactly,
and that's true. You know, if anybody listening is doing a spring cleaning,
mm-hmm, right,
and they're looking to maybe clean their attic or basement. Next Friday, what we're going to be doing is picking up the equipment.
Okay.
We have arranged to have some vans and some help, and we'll be going around to Quincy residents, picking up the items, the wheelchairs, the walkers, what have you, that the residents may be able to donate to the program.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. You normally we can't pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, which, like I said, it's just an in-kind program, but We're trying to make some exceptions for the Ukraine assistance.
That's fantastic. Cause some of the, especially wheelchairs, are cumbersome to try and get into a car.
Yes.
You know, and older folks might not have a car or have the ability to bring it to you. So to have you come get it is even better.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big help. You know, for them, like you say, because they may have four or five items.
That's
too,
right.
You know, won't fit.
Yeah.
You know?
So how do they arrange for pickup, Bruce?
Well, if they can give us a call,
okay.
You know, or they can email us.
Okay.
I'll give you both.
Yep.
My phone number is 617-472-9877. And you can leave a message on that number or email. Email's probably best if you're able. It's Bruce, of course, B-R-U-C-E, J as in Joseph, dot, and then Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S, at yahoo.com. If you're able to email that, like I said, that's probably the best if you can, because we're hoping that residents could put their contact information, you know, their name, address, and phone number, and maybe an idea of what they have to donate. That gives us a better idea of what we're getting into when we arrange the pickups.
Yeah, you know, if it's just a cane or a walker, you wouldn't need a big vehicle. But if it's wheelchairs, maybe a ramp, perhaps.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe a bed. You'd need a larger vehicle for
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah. And manpower.
and a little muscle.
Exactly, yeah, especially if it's on the third floor.
That's right.
So is this your staff that'll be doing this, or who are the folks that are going to be helping out with this?
We've got a few volunteers.
Do you really?
Yeah, that have helped over the years, you know, here and there. And so that Friday we're all going to collectively be working the whole day.
That's
to
great.
Get it up, you know, pick everything up and put it in a safe spot.
Yeah.
You know, we previously did a pickup with last month, at the end of the month, with one of the Plymouth County Commissioners, Jarrett Valendoza, and Sean Powers. You know, he was a former Braintree counselor. They were doing a pickup drive, medical supply drive for Ukraine themselves. And they were looking for some other items. We were looking to donate, so we reached out to them. They were just great to work with. They came up to our facility in North Quincy. We were able to add to their collection already. We loaded on some additional items like the wheelchairs and walkers and crutches. And from there, they took them to New York to put them on the cargo freights and then ship them right over.
Wow.
You know, so we're hoping to duplicate that again this month.
Okay.
You know, where that was successful, and we know there's obviously going to be a big need for it. And if residents, I know a lot of residents are looking to help out in some capacity,
yeah.
So this is a way to do it.
Yeah, that's great. It's a win-win, really, you know, because these are items that are probably hard to get in some places, probably in some of the camps in Poland and where other refugees are being taken to right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, there really won't be a lot of resources, you know. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all the residents, but we don't know how long and how things are really going to evolve here. So if they have some of these items in the intern to help them get through, you know, all power to them.
Absolutely, yeah. I think weren't they working with a church too, a Ukrainian church?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's where it all started.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different agencies and organizations now that seem to be doing similar. you know, so a lot of it is just kind of the grassroots getting, you know, it's funny, everybody's kind of working in different capacities,
yep.
but for the same goal.
That's right. Yeah, some are collecting non-perishable food items, clothing. You know, here we have durable medical equipment, so every little bit helps.
It does.
I'm sure, yeah. Is there a deadline, Bruce, for when you'd like folks to kind of notify you when they'd like to have things picked up?
Well, we're trying to do it, if possible, that Friday.
All in that day? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, if it's going to be maybe over the weekend or another day, we can certainly, you know, arrange that.
Okay.
But the bulk of it, we're hoping, will be that day. That's why it's nice, and I appreciate your help today, Joe, to kind of spread the word. You know, we're trying to let people know so we can organize as best we can.
Yeah. And can folks bring items to you also?
Yes.
They can. Okay.
Oh, yes.
How does that happen?
Great point. You know, we're located at 440B East Squantum Street, directly behind the Kennedy Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of your listeners are familiar with that.
Yep.
They do a great job down there. Best way to probably give you a word picture is if you go into the Kennedy Senior Center, we share the same driveway.
Yep.
Just continue on out back. You'll come to a tan commercial building in the back, Ayers Collision. That's where we store a lot of the items. If they're out and about, they want to drop it off, that's great.
Okay.
You know, that's a big help. And if they can't, we'll certainly arrange to pick it up.
Okay, very good. So just during normal business hours, stop by and somebody there will help them?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, there's always people coming in and out. So if it is after hours or on the weekend, they can leave it right by the front door under the awning.
Okay.
We're always going to be checking.
Okay,
so,
right.
You know, if sometimes that's more convenient for people.
Sure, yeah. You know. People work 9 to 5, you know, it's hard to get there. Maybe if they can't get a regular business hours. So.
That's
okay.
It, yes.
All right. And do you have any kind of sense for how many items you think you'll be collecting, Bruce?
It's hard to
I know.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know, what we try to do is find out how much storage we're going to have in some of these containers,
yep.
and then plan accordingly.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and we've done similar efforts in the past. You know, we've done some hurricane relief with the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
You know, where we've filled up usually a cargo container, more or less.
That's big.
It's
people
big.
Don't understand. Yeah,
it's
you
big,
go down
yeah.
to the shipyard, you can see them. They're huge.
Yeah. And a lot of times, ideally, you'll partner with somebody,
right?
Like we did before.
Yeah.
So it's more conducive that way.
Okay.
You know, so we'll take anything.
Okay.
And you know, if they don't take all of what we have, you know. It helps us too, because we'll just use it for our inventory for Quincy folks.
I was just gonna say, yeah, it'll never go to waste,
no.
right? Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But we get a lot of calls. You know, we work a lot, like I said, with the nurses. You know, but if residents are in need and they may not have the insurance, give us a call. If we have it, we'll help you out. You know, a lot of times we'll get other items too. Not as much, but you know, we may get a call someone wanting to donate like a stair lift.
Oh,
or okay. a bigger item like a scooter or an electric wheelchair.
Okay,
you know, it could have been someone that have recently passed away,
yep.
and they just want again someone who can and use it, put it to a good cause.
Okay,
so a lot of times we'll be a conduit to a family, a donor to a recipient. You know, there's some great donations out there
yeah.
in some situations.
Very good. All right. Again, it is the medical items collection for Ukraine through the Quincy Helping Hand Program. And the pickup date is Friday, April 22nd. And a phone number to call to arrange for that, 617-472-9877. Or, better yet, email Representative Bruce Ayers, brucej.ayers@yahoo.com. Or if you can, bring the items by. Ayers Collision, 440B East Quantum Street, right behind the Kennedy Center. Wheelchairs, walkers, canes, commodes, crutches, shower seats, knee braces, you know, you name it,
yeah.
I'm sure.
We'll take it. You'll use anything.
And if not in Ukraine, right here in Quincy.
That's correct.
All right. Anything else going on we should let folks know about right now, Bruce?
Well, as it's busy, as we were talking earlier, at
yes.
the State House,
yes.
you know, working with my colleagues, Speaker Mariano, Tacky Chan, Senator John Keenan, and Representative Dan Hunt, you know, who still represents the part of Quincy, to advocate for, you know, probably one of our biggest roles is to try to get as much funding for the city of Quincy, our district, so to speak, as possible. You know, and we're lucky. We've got a great delegation. You know, obviously Speaker Mariano and, you know, Tacky and everybody, they just bring a lot to the table, different experiences and background. So we'll be rolling up our sleeves the week after next to collectively find out what we can do to look for that type of funding for a lot of the programs, you know. And also, we want to make sure that we're getting more than our fair share of state services, you know. Services like state police, services like the Department of Conservation and Recreation, you know, our parks, our state police patrols, quality of life issues. Mm. You know, recently had an opportunity to sit down with Lieutenant Kevin Baker. He's responsible for the state police patrols for the city of Quincy. And, you know, wanted to kind of arrange a time with him early in the season before the weather breaks to make sure we're going to have, and we're going to be advocating for this in the budget, a designated patrol for the city of Quincy. You know, currently right now, Joe, there's three state police patrols that cover South Boston, Dorchester, Quincy, and 10 miles of I-93. Mm. And what we want to do is get a designated patrol for the summer season for Quincy Shore Drive, Furnacebrook Parkway, other areas of Quincy that are going to have high volumes of people, you know. And the things we're looking to crack down on are, of course, speeding, littering, loitering, you know, problematic areas, to make sure that the beach is going to be clean and safe.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they're not going to tolerate any foolishness, and, you know, people can take their family there and enjoy the experience.
Was there ever a dedicated state police patrol for Quincy Shore Drive?
There was.
There was.
We've collectively over the years been able to successfully get designated patrols. Mm-hmm. And it's been very helpful. You know, we've also, you know, worked with them to do marked and unmarked patrols, bicycle patrols, mm-hmm. horse patrols once in a while. So it's something where we're going to set a precedent that, you know, the beach will be protected.
Okay.
You know, and areas to the parks, too, Joe, with the Department of Conservation and Recreation that oversee the parks in my district. And it's funny, everybody's district is different.
Yep.
You know, for instance, I've got Squanum Point Park, which is a huge possum.
Massive, yeah.
The hummocks,
yep.
And then I've got Wollaston Beach. We go up to Shea Rink, and then we go into Blue Hills.
Oh, okay.
And each has its own, you know, characteristics for maintenance concerns.
Sure.
So what a lot of our colleagues will do, I know the Quincy delegation is work together. You know, we'll go out, we'll do a site visit, have you, with representatives from those agencies to kind of talk to them before the season starts to figure out what type of equipment, what type of manpower. Make sure there's no jurisdiction, any confusion, whose responsibility is for what.
Yeah.
And try to get the best start or planning we can, you know. And along with doing that, we find out, you know, are there other budgetary needs that we can work on at the State House?
Okay. All
right. So, you know, by meeting with these officials, liaisons, have you, from the state, it gives us a better understanding and idea of what it's going to cost us to advocate for the funding for our district.
Sure. Well, you've got, you know, coastal concerns that you mentioned in Squanum.
Yes.
Then there's what, forestry concerns up in the Blue Hills, right?
Absolutely.
It's a whole different landscape. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Quint, you can go to the beach in the morning. You can go hiking in the afternoon.
That's right.
Quincy is really unique.
Yes.
We've got a lot of resources that we have to preserve and protect.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
With the right funding and manpower, we want to address that.
Well, Tony's opened yesterday, Bruce. So there you go. Things are going to start heating up quickly.
Oh, yeah. That's a sign of the spring.
That's exactly right. That's here in Quincy anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's good to know, Joe. I'm going to make my way down there.
Very good. When will you kind of know? When, you know, when does the budget process come to fruition?
Well, we'll be starting the week after next.
Okay.
You know, we had a caucus yesterday at the State House, you know, to review all the requirements. We'll be filing all our amendments by tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow's the deadline. And we'll start working on it the week after next. After that, you know, the Senate will be taking up their version. So we'll be working with Senator Keenan on letting him know collectively what we're working on in our district.
Okay.
You know, John's just great to work with. you know, we've worked together. I'll give you one example on the Marina Bay Ferry.
Yes.
You know, that's, as you mentioned, we've got a coastal community, you know, and that area is certainly unique, where it's the former Deer Island sewer treatment plant facility. You know, we've got over 800 parking spots, a pier, a dock, you know, and a coastal community. You know, we need to, you know, take advantage of that unique opportunity and offer residents the option to have water transportation, you know, to go from Quincy to downtown Boston, you know. So we have been working with the town of Winthrop for years. Each year, the ridership volume has increased. You know, we try to tweak it a little bit each year. We learn from each year, you know. So the goal, though, would be to have a full-time ferry service.
Right.
And working with John, you know, we've made a lot of advancements over the years. There's now an access road that goes directly in from Commander Shea Boulevard. That was new. We learned that from working with the Marina Bay and Squanah folks. It was important to have a designated road in and out.
Yeah, take the pressure off Victory Road, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the costs associated to running the ferry, the maintenance, mm-hmm. things like that. So we're learning. We're learning. But the colleagues I talked to that are also on the Seacoast community, what have you, they're all interested also to take a look at the potential, because we see the success that they have in Hingham, with the Hingham and Winthrop Ferry.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a great ferry. It plays an important role. You know, it's taken traffic off the streets. You know, Boston, I think, one of the last reports that was published, I think, had the third worst traffic in the country.
That's right, yeah.
Country, you know, so. And we all know
it's a big country, too.
And traffic is, too.
That's right,
you know,
yeah.
I know when I pull out of William Street in the morning and I'm heading towards Neponset Bridge in the morning, it can get backed up.
Absolutely.
You know, so we want to be able to offer alternative means of transportation. You know, it's a nice way to go. It's environmentally friendly. So that's something that we'll be working on, that John has been a big help with also.
All right. We will look forward to hearing more about that. Bruce, great to see you.
Nice to see you, John.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to have you come by. We'll have to do this more often.
Absolutely. And thank you. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity also.
That's our pleasure. And we'll catch up next time. Happy Easter and happy spring.
Same to you.